Why Should I Care About the Damn Community? Posted by Henrik de Geer on August 30th, 2010. In the past years, I have been asked a lot of questions by people. Who are you doing this for? Who really reads this stuff? What is in it for you? Why do you do all this for free? Why do you care so much? I wanted to take the opportunity to explore these questions and explain. A few years ago, when I started working with Digital Asset Management, or DAM, there were a few conferences, a few books, an expensive journal, and experts who knew what they were talking about. All those still exist. But now, DAM is growing. Who are you doing this for? It all started when I was frustrated and had very few people to discuss DAM with. How many of you can relate to this? I learned about DAM myself. I volunteered to work on DAM, but in the past, I found it difficult to communicate with people who knew little or nothing about DAM. I learned how to explain why DAM is important. I also wondered why I could not find much of the first-hand experience with DAM explained, specifically in the user and administrator perspective of digital asset management. I knew I was not the only person with this question, so out of frustration, I started blogging about DAM. After my second blog post, I was contacted by people who could relate to what I wrote about, and they love or hate my blog to this day. I was even offered to be paid to blog for them. The day I drafted my first blog post, I decided early on that my blog was for everyone to share openly and learn about DAM in the user and administrator perspective. I do not talk about DAM product X or DAM vendor Y, but rather I stay vendor agnostic. In order to stay vendor agnostic, I do not take money from DAM vendors, and I still don't. If you have read my blog posts before, you will note I hold very little back, and I am very open about what I talk about. Who really reads this stuff? Literally, thousands of people all over the world read my blog posts every month. My blog is aggregated on other sites, which also gets a lot of traffic. Some of my blog posts are more popular than others. Content is king. I deliver a fair amount of content in many of my blog posts. There are other DAM bloggers as well. I happily list them on my blog roll when I find out about them. Sharing the experience is good. DAM is all about sharing. I know most people read about DAM during weekdays, and I don't blame them. So that is when I normally schedule new posts to appear. DAM users, potential DAM users, DAM vendors, and even DAM analysts tell me they read my blog regularly. What is in it for you? When I have the energy, time, and a DAM-related idea to write about, I blog about it. I do this on my spare time. Blogging is a hobby. DAM is my career. Due to the popularity of my blog posts, I am invited to speak and moderate at conferences around the United States. When I go to events, I get to meet like-minded people, eager to share experiences and best practices about DAM. If I have a DAM idea to blog about, but I don't have the time to blog about it, I make a quick audio recording with a speech-to-text app, which sends me an email with what I said so I can revisit it later when I do have the time. Why do you do all this for free? To this day, I am not paid to present at conferences, nor to blog. Yes, that is correct. I do not charge the people I mentored on a monthly basis either. I get motivated by helping others understand the subject. If someone really wanted me to consult for their organization, they could ask me directly. For the most part, I write in general terms about DAM. My generosity of information pays a multitude of dividends. People have told me and written that I happen to be one of the top bloggers in the field of digital asset management. I don't believe this is by accident. How do you communicate you are experienced and knowledgeable about a subject such as DAM? Hint: you genuinely share that knowledge by blogging about it. People read and hear about it. People recognize what you write makes sense. People learn and benefit from what is shared. And you repeat this often. My goal was write and share 52 blog posts per year. I achieved that for 2 years. Now I blog a couple times a month. Why do you care so much? Yes, someone actually asked me all these questions. I love this question so much, it inspired me to write this specific blog post. Why should I care so much? Why should anyone care about the damn community? Not only will you learn firsthand you are not alone in thinking about and using DAM, you will become part of a group of people who want to learn, get and give feedback, and share experiences. It can be a career. It is for me and many others. You will soon find out I am not the only one. Note that at the time of this recording, I have over 70 interviews with other DAM professionals, available on anotherdampodcast.com. These days, it does not matter where you're geographically located, because you can be a member of the DAM community in person and or online. What matters is whether you're willing to learn and share your interest in digital asset management to not only survive, but thrive with DAM. For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.